Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And a wonderful day in Jesus. So glad to have you on board. You're tuned to He's Alive Radio and the ministry here of Connected, where we connect with different people. Yesterday, I had on the program with me Wilda Brown. She pastors alongside her husband in Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania at Lighthouse Morningside Ministries. Well, we talked yesterday much about some of the things as pastors' children and pastors' wives and leaders that we go through. She brought with her two of her great intercessors out of her church, and we're going to talk about how we hear from God, how God speaks to us, and God is still speaking today. One of the earmarks of a Christian is they can hear the voice of their Father. We're going to talk about that along with Wilda. We have Nancy Snyder with us and Cindy Rummel, and we're going to be talking together.
Never seen a sunset or the leaves changing color in the fall. He's memorized the voices of all of his children, and he's always heard how beautiful they are. He's always had somebody there to guide his every step, but I believe that one day he's gonna walk and not be led. I wanna be there when he does, when all of heaven witnesses his eyes open up. When faith becomes reality, and he can finally see the ones he loves, I wanna be there when he does. I know a girl with a heart always dreamed of walking, folding up that wheelchair and being free. She loves to hear the story of how Jesus healed the lame man, and she knows one day she's gonna walk just like he can. And I wanna be there when she does, when all of heaven witnesses the first time that she runs, when faith becomes reality and she can live the life she's dreaming of. I wanna be there when she does. No sadness on that day when Jesus calls for us, and I'm gonna be there when he does.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again. Women of Valor 2015, pick up your mantle. Join Tim and Sharon Colosino at Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland. Guest speakers include Rebecca Polis, Tammy Shea Waltz, and Libby Fannin. For more information or to register, visit us online at fathershouse.info or call 301-895-3292. And remember, early registration ends March 23rd.
It is a joy to have with me again today Pastor Wilda Brown. She pastors alongside her husband, Ken Brown, in Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania, Morning Star Ministries, Lighthouse Morning Star Ministries, the church there with a big lighthouse on top of the church. It serves as a steeple, a lighthouse. And that was a vision that God had given you and your dad years ago. You were a pastor's kid. We're going to talk about how God speaks, because I know God speaks through dreams. I know sometimes he'll speak in the inner voice. Sometimes it's an inner unction that he'll speak. Have you had times that God spoke to you and without a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, you knew God said something to you?
Yes, I've had it happen several times. I had it years ago one time. I was doing my dishes in the kitchen, and God said, go do this, and I didn't listen to him. And then I went down to my laundry room, and I'm standing folding clothes, and he said, go do this.
Uh-huh.
And I still didn't listen. I mean, it's almost an audible voice, Pastor Sharon.
Like, it was strong.
Strong. It was almost like you were talking to me with an audible voice. And I started up the steps, and he said, I told you to go and go now.
Uh-huh.
And I did. And I was obedient, because I was obedient to what he was telling me. Things that was going to happen didn't happen.
Yes. I remember we had a man of God come and preach a revival at our church years ago. And while he's preaching, I heard God say, the answer's no. Well, I didn't ask no question. A little later on, he says, the answer's no. It's like Jeopardy. You know, what's the question? You know? And I kept hearing that. Well, I didn't know what that meant. My spirit bore witness with this man of God. He was a man of God. It wasn't what he was preaching. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with what he was preaching.
Right.
And when the revival was over, he says, I feel that God wants me to come and be an assistant pastor or associate with you. Well, I didn't have to pray about it, because God said the answer was no.
No.
And time proved that that would have been a horrible decision. Why? Because God had something better for him, mm-hmm. and God had something different for us.
Correct.
So God will speak.
He will, absolutely. And not just impressions, but he speaks like you're saying. He speaks through other people.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't even know what they're speaking, but God will prick your heart and prick your mind and say, hey, later, maybe not at that point, like you're saying, but maybe later on, then God will say, this was for you.
Yes, yes.
And we have to listen to his voice. His voice does speak, but we have to listen. If we don't listen, we're not going to hear it.
Tell me about the two ladies that are going to share for a couple minutes on how God speaks to them, because they're prayers. God speaks to prayers.
Yes, yes, he does. He speaks to intercessor prayer warriors. And Pastor Cindy's my right-hand man.
right-hand woman.
Woman. And there's lots of times I don't even have to tell her my needs, because God lays it on her heart. And she prays for me every day. She never forgets to hold us up in prayer. And that's a real prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I know that any time that I need anything, if I'm hurting, I can call her.
Yeah.
And I know she's going to take that to the Lord in prayer.
Everybody needs a Joab, don't they, that will go to battle for you?
Absolutely.
They do.
And Nancy's another one. I say, if you ever talk about a prayer warrior, she's a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not give up.
Mm-hmm.
She tells Satan where to go. Puts him under her feet,
uh-huh.
and she'll say, this is my pastor and his wife, and you have no part in them.
Mm-hmm.
And she, no matter what I share with her, she keeps it in her heart.
Yes.
Cindy's the same way. I know I can go to both of them, and things that pastors' wives don't share with everybody else.
Uh-huh.
You learn that the hard
yes,
way.
You do.
But anyhow, I know the two of them, that I can go to them with anything that I need, and I know they're prayer warriors, and we will get an answer.
Amen. Pastor Wilder, we're going to speak with Nancy Snyder, and I appreciate that. Everybody has to have the coverage in prayer, has to. Now, when you're praying, Nancy, prayer is not just us doing all the talking,
no,
is it?
No, we have to listen or you're going to miss the mind of God. Now, listening is very important.
Before we came in here, we went to lunch and I turned to you because I knew the Lord had something for you to say to me. And I asked you what the word was. And you opened up a notebook and I got tickled because I wanted a copy of what you were going to share with me. And you said, I couldn't have your notebook. But your notebook was filled with things that God has impressed on your heart.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
How does the voice of God, you know, his sheep know his voice. How do you hear it?
It's a still small voice. And then also reading the scriptures, he will speak loud and clear. And also, one time I heard him audibly.
Uh-huh.
And so there are different ways. And I found out throughout the years, I don't hear from him when I'm upset and a little angry until uh-huh. I calm my spirit. Then God will speak to me. And like Pastor Wilda said, I've been at the kitchen sink minding my business, doing, mm-hmm. and he told me I had a bad back. He said, you're healed. And that's all he said. And from that day on, I have been healed. And and so you have to be listening. You can miss it. Uh-huh. For instance, I was at a garage one time sitting in the car waiting on my husband. A guy was putting air in his tire, and he was leaning over it. And I'm trying to read a book, and the Holy Spirit said, tell him that tire's going to blow. I'm like, okay, I'm fighting with God, of course, you know. Uh-huh. I thought, well, he's going to think I'm stupid. And I couldn't read the book because he kept speaking. He said, tell him the tire's going to blow. So finally I said, well, if that's going to happen, then you have him stand up immediately. And he did, and the tire blew.
Wow.
It knocked, my husband was just coming out of the garage. It knocked his hat off, ripped the zipper off.
Oh, my.
And the guy did not get hurt because he was leaning over the top. And if I would, so I just said, well, Holy Spirit, you make him stand up immediately. And it happened.
Praise
and
God.
So, you know, I try to be obedient to the voice uh-huh. that I hear and know is God because yeah. we need to.
Well, you know, God is very careful about who he gives information to.
Yes.
We are. You know, you're not yes. going to tell a blabbermouth
no.
your secrets. How much more God is not going to speak unless we can be trusted. We also have in the studio here, we have precious Cindy Rummel. And I it's so easy. Please forgive me, Cindy. It's so easy to say Rubble because I grew up on the Flintstones, but it's Rummel. Now I got her laughing. But Cindy, precious lady, how does God speak to you?
Sometimes in a still, small voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear his voice, I always say I get like a feeling in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he's trying to tell me something. And I also have had him talk to me audibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to share something real quick.
Uh-huh.
I got a phone call one time many years ago from a man that was an alcoholic. And he hated me, and I knew that. But he called me, and he needed salvation.
Mm.
And I said, God, I was in the middle of cleaning cupboards. And I said, God, I can't go to him. And God said, yes, you will. And I went to that man, Pastor Sharon, and he gave his heart to the Lord.
Praise
and
God.
He serves the Lord today in our church, and he's a powerful man of God. And I can only think if I would have said, no, God, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
See, so God does speak to us in so many different ways.
Yes, and sometimes impressions. Sometimes he will confirm. I believe he trains us to hear his voice. I truly do. I remember when God was training me to hear his voice, I would think I heard the Lord say, there's going to be three cars that are going to pass you and they're all going to be white. Just a thought. It came as my thought. And sure enough, a few seconds later, three cars went around me and they were all white. And of course they weren't behind me when I first heard that. Little odd things. And you don't speak it out at that time. People think you're strange. Why would God even bother to say that? But he was training me to hear him. And not long after that, I heard him tell me to go a different direction as I was driving, and I obeyed what I heard. And if I hadn't have, I would have been in the middle of a big car pileup on the freeway. So God trains us to hear his voice.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You know, a lot of times he'll train us through the Word of God.
That's the most important way.
The Word of God. The first time I really ever had a real impression was way back years ago. And I was had taken a walk and I was had sit down in some grassy area and was just sitting thinking. And God just gave me a scripture. And he said, "Greater things than these shall you do in my name."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was almost verbal. And in different times, he has given me scriptures, and he will speak to you through his word.
Yes.
And that's so important. If you think it's a scripture, go look it up.
Uh-huh.
Because God is going to tell you. He woke me one morning years ago. I wasn't a tither. And my dad was a pastor, and he'd say to my husband, "Now, you need to tithe." And I'd say, "But we can't tithe. We have boys with epilepsy, and they have mm-hmm. medicine, and we have to pay for that stuff." And he woke me in the middle of the night. And he said, "Give me Proverbs 3:10. And I went and it says, "When you pay your tithes, your barn shall be filled."
Yes.
"Your barn shall be filled overflowing." You know what? I started paying my tithes after that.
Yeah.
But God spoke to me almost audibly, woke me right out of my sleep. But what I'm saying is God will speak to you in many manners.
He will. And it will always line up with his word.
Always.
If you know, a lot of people are thinking that their prophecies can replace the word of God.
No.
Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
No.
That's a sure word of prophecy is the word of God.
The word of God. It always has to line up with the word. If it don't line up with the word, don't listen to it.
Amen. Amen. We'll be right back.
He can still see the tears in his father's eyes when he turned and walked out the door. He can still hear the hurt in a trembling voice saying, "Son, please don't go." But he wanted more. He longed for bright lights to make his mark, to live his own life. He never planned on a time it would fall apart, but the world can change in a day. He never planned that his heart would want to go back home, and he wondered what his father would say, but tears filled his eyes when he found arms open the shame of my every sin, and I'm still amazed that he gives me his grace. This is what mercy does. This is how a father loves. He offers what is undeserved. This is how forgiveness feels. This is how redemption.
This is how a father loves. He offers what is undeserved.
Going to the Lord in prayer. And Pastor Wilder Brown, would you pray? There are different needs that people are walking through. And we have people that have cancer who call in or caring for someone with cancer. A lot that are suffering with heart disease and sugar diabetes. A lot of people are having trouble sleeping at night. People are loaded down with the cares of this world. We're living in the last days.
We are.
And the earth is groaning and the creation is groaning as well. Would you pray for the people of God today?
Yes. Father, we thank you that, you know, you sent your son to Calvary just for us. Mm-hmm. He took this 39 stripes upon his back, and that was for our healing. Lord, there's so many diseases out there, and God, today we see people suffering everywhere, cancer, heart attacks, sugar, God, everywhere. There's just seems like everywhere we turn, there's turmoil. But God, you're still the God of the universe. Mm-hmm. You're still our God. Jesus is still our healer. Most of all, he's our Savior. But then he's our healer. Mm-hmm. And people, he's out there. He's out there to touch you. You just have to reach out. Mm-hmm. Just with the lady with the hem of the garment of Jesus. She said, I just only need to touch his garment. Just reach out and touch him today. He's out there. He's waiting for your call. He's waiting for you to call on him and ask him, just touch me, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's here for. He's here to touch you. Yes. He's here to heal you. Don't ever give up.
Amen.
Because God is on the throne. Jesus,
thank
we just
Jesus.
Thank you for what we're going to hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we're going to hear of healing ministries, healing power. People that have ministries in healing, you're going to bring them out and use them, Lord.
Thank you.
Use them, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for what you're about to do. You're about to do mighty, mighty supernatural miracles. We just have to be ready and prepared to go about and give your word.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Pastor Wilda, thank you for being with us. Your church is located in Cherry Tree, Pennsylvania, Morning Star Ministries. You and your husband pastor there. And you have church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, we do. A lot of churches are closing on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we this past Sunday night, we had 88 on Sunday night.
Praise
a week
God.
Ago, Wednesday night, we had 92. And you know what? A Wednesday night service tells you about your church, tells you you're growing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you're welcome to come. We just invite anybody to come. We don't care what your denomination is. We're just undenominational.
Oh.
We're all God's.
Yeah.
We're God's children, and it doesn't matter. We're
Protestant or Catholic, all
that's
welcome.
Right.
Amen.
That's anybody's welcome. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.